but the sound I heard was purring. "Arrow," I whispered. She came to me like an old friend, rubbing her large head against my arm. She licked my hand and rolled onto her side. Oh, was I happy to see her. I hugged her tight while she kneaded her claws in my blanket, purring and telling me all about it. But where she hid all these months, I will never know. I thank the gods that Tryphaena had not hunted her down and killed her. To continue, I do not want to write about the bloodshed in Alexandria, but will say that Berenice was not the only one who lost her head. Now soldiers are camped outside the city walls and along the beaches. Our harbors are crowded with their anchored ships. As Mark Antony is their commander, he is busy with military duties. He and I have not seen each other since the day of my sister's execution. Bucephalus was safe in the royal stables. Oh, she was a beautiful sight. Our reunion was brief, though, because of danger in the streets. We will have to wait until things quiet down before taking our favorite rides. Meanwhile,